Why is it saying restart?
I am more disciplined than both of you, okay? When it comes to food, when it comes to training, when it comes to thinking.
What do you think discipline means? It's the opposite of what you are.
Cup of discipline. We're the NRL.
You're like the fucking...
Get out of here. Just because, okay, listeners, he hasn't eaten for 2 days, Floyd, and he thinks he's the most disciplined man in the room.
No. I've been
you
challenged.
Lack discipline.
I've been challenged.
You're
by idiot two and idiot three.
Your name has never once been linked to discipline.
Nah.
I'm linking it now.
Nah.
Someone else has to link it.
No. I don't trust anyone else.
Because they're not disciplined.
That's right. Because you can't go fucking 2 hours without eating.
Why is it just food though? Why is discipline becoming all about food? Just because you've been on a 2 day fast. That's why.
That's the thing we abuse the most.
Now that you're a man of a certain age, but up until a few years ago, there was definitely something else you abused the most.
Oh yeah, masturbation.
Yeah, little Ray gets abused. Quite often.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want a stranger making all the decisions, do you, mate? You got a name, you little guy.
Welcome.
We're talking discipline. We've got the aircon on here, and it's going like what? It's minimal. Morden?
It's fucking right above me, idiot.
Yeah, this guy's got a shirt over his neck because he doesn't want the aircon hitting his neck.
Because if you've been listening,
you look like my auntie from overseas, mate.
The one that disowned you?
The one that complains about the aircon all the time. Anyway.
I was getting a bit hot under there.
Hag number three in Macbeth. That's what you look like.
Yeah.
You're bent double. Like old beggars under sacks, coughing like hags.
Oh.
A little Wolf Rowan there for you. Hello. Welcome to Bent Double.
I wish.
Bent Double, huh?
That'd take some discipline.
Little Ray's getting excited.
Shut. Can you fucking keep Little Ray out of it?
Did you think about calling him Sugar Ray?
Sugar Ray, yes. Mm. Good. Sugar anyway, we've got footy to talk about.
Yeah, well, I was going to do the welcome, but
yeah.
Welcome to country.
Welcome to
Balls Out, No Flops, Rugby League fan cast. Mm. I am Idiot 1, joined by Idiot 2 and Idiot 3.
I was always Idiot 1.
Okay, no. So here we are. We have the idiot argument again.
I forgot this is a Rugby League podcast.
And today we're going to talk about, we're going to do Balls Out Now Flops, the Henry Plainview slap. Mm. Okay, that's there will be blood.
Yes.
Yep. Dream Team, Hypnotize, Vegas, Ray's Grand Final Day Party Tips. That sounds
I'm sure
good.
You guys can join in on that as well.
Yeah, I think I'll have some.
I'll be occupied.
And the VB Hard Earned Index.
Yeah, we're all getting measured right now.
Mm.
Ooh. Okay.
In fluid ounces of discipline, which I am peaking.
We got GPSs on us right now? Or?
I've attached one to Sugar Ray.
Oh, mate.
To block out the whole view there.
It was like when they put a tracking device on the bottom of a van. I just very quickly put it there and just bang, I was gone. Like a puff of smoke, I was out.
How did you find it? You need a GPS to find Little Ray.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good, because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head.
Balls out or flop. What's it going to be? We'll be right back.
I'd like that played at my funeral. That sting.
Yeah.
That whole talk.
We can arrange that.
Is that like intro music or is it at the end?
Outro music.
Middle?
That's how it should start as they're walking in.
Mm. Okay.
I've been watching this show called, it's Super Size Go, it's called. And there's this guy, he's a British food critic and writer, and he teams up with this comedian chick, and they insert themselves in different periods of time throughout British history, and for a week, they eat the diet that those people did.
Oh, there's it's some bad good. Ones out there, man.
Faggots.
What's that?
There's a British frozen food called faggots from the 50s. Oh, and they were just talking like, potato, oh, pass the faggots.
Potato base?
Well, it is.
I'd say so. Probably made in Ireland.
Why? Why do you have to say that?
I think it's obvious. I think it's obvious why I said that. Because an Irishman can't stand that Levantine Phoenician has got more discipline. Let me tell you. I'm directly related to Hannibal.
Lecter.
I wouldn't mind. So balls out of flops, what's it going to be?
The Viking diet is fucking like seal and fucking guts and shit like that. They had some real bad...
Just think, if you have to do some kind of fad diet, that's evidence that you have no discipline.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fasting's been around for about 6,000 years. I don't know what you call a fad.
Quick fix. It's a quick fix.
It's a quick fix.
Because you were so ill-disciplined that you have to come up with a
That's true. I do not doubt that. I do not doubt that at all. I'm not saying I wasn't.
You had fucking Cheetos falling out of your pockets, mate, on stage.
Yeah. Every time you Mrs. Floyd Cheetos leaves problem, town, yeah.
Oh, she's leaving town this weekend.
You fill up the kiddie pool with Cheetos and eat your way out.
Yeah. I know. And then I fast. I pray. I do my penance. I'm a flagellant.
Biblical shit.
I'm a flagellant.
You put me off the cheese and bacon balls. They were great. And then you left one out a few days. Apparently it was like cement.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of me.
I dropped it on my tiles and it broke the fucking tile. What the fuck's in that shit?
Yes. I can't even leave a pack in my car in case I have a road rage.
Yeah.
You can just start throwing cheese and hardened cheese and bacon balls at people.
Feel like a meteorite shower.
Like a hail damage someone. You know who's getting balls out?
Yeah.
You never seen this one coming. The West Tigers. That's who's getting balls out, baby.
He's always got a curveball.
That's who's getting balls out. The Tigers officials held a meeting this last week. Up with ways of doing things better in 2024 after back-to-back wooden spoons. That takes some discipline. Back-to-back, baby. They should get T-shirts made. Spoon on the front, spoon on the back.
Was that the title of their how to do things better?
Yep, and they came up with three things.
Three.
And I think next year I'll see them top four now.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
As a result of these innovations. Innovation number one. The gear steward will travel to away games half a day early to set everything up for the players.
Oh, is this for real? Is this a joke or is this for real?
No, it's real.
So he doesn't go on the bus?
Half a day early.
Gear steward's got to go on his own.
Got to go early.
Can we get a gear steward for this podcast?
I actually wanted to. I was
brings us gear.
Yeah. I was going to apply for the gear stewardship at South. Yeah, I was.
That would be good. Yeah. Be a good job.
It was.
It would be a great job.
Collect all the jerseys.
God, they'd get tired of your advice. Nah,
they'd love me.
Yeah.
Fucking advice.
Come on. Telling Donuts to Tola how to run the ball. Come on. They'd love me. Okay, go on. That's one.
Would have been good if you were there when your old favourite was there. Forward you used to.
Oh, Ben.
Liam Knight?
Ben Lowe. Ben Lowe, yeah.
Your gear steward when he was around.
Do you need, like, what qualifications do you need to be a gear steward? Is there some sort of uni
stewardship? Yeah. Stewardship, which you do not have. You know what you need? Discipline.
I would
and
be
you've
great.
Got none.
You would have, like, Payne Haas running out in Reese Walsh's shorts, mate.
you could see his pussy from behind in those.
Yeah, fucking shambles. Anyway, that's going to change
gear
things.
Gear steward goes half a day early.
Okay. Half a day early. Number two.
I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm. Players will no longer be required to carry their bags on away trips.
What?
Oh, come on, mate.
How the fuck is this helping anyone?
It's helping.
Is this for real?
So that's fatigue.
Fatigue.
Pre-game fatigue, loading your bag onto the bus.
If Swole didn't have to carry his bag, he would have scored 20 tries.
Highest try scorer.
I mean, James Roberts, if he didn't have to carry his bag all those years at the Tigers.
Isn't that the gear steward's job?
James now, now.
To be fair,
what was the gear steward doing before? By the way, it's fucking. We need an inquest right. into him or her.
Okay, so there's a lot of bag stuff going on.
Mm.
A lot of bag and equipment shit. Do they think that's they're blaming their equipment?
Well, that's pre-game, and then they've got a post-game improvement. Number three,
a poor tradesman. Sorry, blames his tools.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Ray. Little Ray.
Little Ray.
Little Ray. Case in point.
Other people have bones to pick with Little Ray as well.
Don't listen to my Little Ray. It's all right.
Number three and final innovation. This meeting must have gone for hours. The players can have beer after games in the sheds.
This is fucking New South Wales Cup shit, right?
Not
this
even.
This is bad.
See, they've
all beers in the shed.
You know everyone has beers in the shed.
You know what this is like? This is like the Meiji restoration.
Yeah.
They've sent people out to the 16 other clubs and said, what do they do well? What is it that they do well?
They don't carry their bags.
They don't carry their bags.
I've never seen Cookie carrying a bag.
Gear steward is there half a day early.
Setting up stuff, laying out the jerseys.
Having a that little.
Is, I just don't understand it. This is for real.
This is for real.
Does the gear steward have to wash the jerseys and shorts and stuff?
Or for the West Tigers, I'd imagine so, yes.
If you hired me, I would. That's for sure.
You'd smell them first.
Yeah.
I'd make them clean, no creases.
Clean, mate.
I'd even iron their socks.
First,
socks. You fucking gone.
Little Ray would roll. Ray would roll around in their players' worn jerseys for about a day first.
Just, well, little Ray would. Oh shit!
I have their socks. I will.
So balls out to the Tigers. They're all over it, man.
I bet you their socks aren't getting ironed though. I bet you, and that's what's happening.
Who irons fucking socks?
That's what I mean. I'd go that extra step, mate.
I'd like it to be ironed.
You're not getting there half a day early if you're ironing socks.
I'd like it to be ironed just before I ran on if I was on an away game in Canberra. That'd be nice, warm socks.
Half-time ironing.
Fuck, I used to hate lining up. And you know, remember when it's really winter and that 5 minutes where you're just standing around on the field before the game starts? I used to hate that shit. I couldn't stand it, just freezing. I'm like, just let me hit someone now.
Yeah.
I remember once we were playing a knockout game, Murubray High School. I think it was against Matraville High School, who just thumped us, had a really strong Indigenous team. The Ella brothers just had graduated from there. They just used to thump us all the time. We had to shake hands. And my mate's going, I've got to piss.
Oh.
I said, so you got to hold it now. And as the team's coming across to shake hands, he just whips his dick out and starts pissing with his hand out. He's shaking this guy's hand while he's saying, I'm piss.
Get that in the review.
Good old sack.
My old club, I think it was like under 12s, under 10s even, it was the first couple of years, our gear steward was our trainer. He'd take all our dirty jerseys home and then bring them back the next week, and they always stank. He had a shit job putting him on. It was clear that he did nothing with him because he was an alco to begin with.
Just left him in the bag for a week to just co-mingle all that smells.
It was
all
disgusting, mate.
That's just, filth.
Come on, mate.
You go to jail for that shit now.
That's fucking plebeian Roman shit.
How many places does this bring the Tigers up the table, do you think?
I mean, what a ridiculous fucking...
I think you understand the implications of this.
Meeting and B, discussion. I mean...
You seen the fuckers that run the Tigers?
Yeah, I have. Paddy Lantellis with his fucking...
They're well kept. They've got really good, you know, clothes and everything. Yeah, fucking
haircuts are
important.
That's ridiculous.
Good luck to them. Yeah, good luck. That would have been like, half day meeting, that one? The review.
And they're letting dinner, go of Alex Twall.
They're getting rid of him,
Well, they're letting him and then free to negotiate.
There was a Farah and Ferner punch on as well, apparently. They nearly came to blows.
Really? Who would
Did
win
read
that
about
punch
that?
On?
Apparently, Ferner's a fucking beast. That's what all the journos are saying.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And can I just quick flop to journos?
Yeah.
We went through all that fucking bullshit with South, right? The Russell Crowe hanging the phone up on him and all that. That was all fucking bullshit.
Of course it was.
It was all bullshit.
That's Danny Wilder, typical Danny Wilder bullshit.
But, like, that's bad, man, and they get no fucking repercussion from it at all. Sam Burgess comes out and says, that was an absolute joke. Like, we're really good friends. There was no hang-up.
He said, we're on the phone. Someone had to hang up.
Yes.
Oh, fucking shit. Yeah, what a joke. They just throw that out, and then half it's not true, and then we just move on.
I'm going to balls out to South Sydney New South Wales Cup side, who are playing in the grand final this weekend.
Mm, yes, that's where it's at.
And
mate.
I reckon
they're not
probably
playing another team.
No. Mm-hmm. They're playing North Sydney Bears, who are the Roosters feeder team. So that's the South Roosters grand final. We all want it.
Go to Bears.
And it's so good, man. Like a win is great because you get to see your team on grand final day if they win.
Yep.
So yeah, it's that's something to cheer about.
I love it. I bought me and the missus, $7 tickets to go to Combank Stadium.
$7.
$7 ticket.
Or $3. I don't know why you. It's not like numbered ticketing, is it?
No, it's unreserved.
$7 ticket and it's a $3 booking fee.
Yeah.
Fucking flop ticket tech.
You
flop.
Go and buy it at the stadium, mate. You, how many people you think is going to turn up to this? It's fucking.
Funnily enough, she said it's going to be a sellout.
Nah, it's not. At Combank, it'll be 2,000 tops.
I reckon probably 5.
Maybe South, yeah.
Mate, I'll go to Tinga Palace for lunch. Park at Paralegue.
Is that still there?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the new Tinga Palace.
The new
Tinga
Palace. Get yum cha. Mm. Stroll on over.
Going to show your discipline there?
Mate, I showed my discipline today. You can't take it.
Fucking yum cha.
You can't.
I'll just let that one roll by.
My chair just fucking attacked me.
The chair's saying you're fucking full of shit as well, mate.
Full of shit. So you're a little Ray.
Balls out to little Ray. No. Balls out to Bellamy. All right. Everyone else gets these accolades, Cleary, all them, but he's there again in the top four, remaining in the prelim. He's a coach, mate. And last year I said if he turns Meany into a good player, mm-hmm. He's a great player now. He had one of the best games.
He outplayed Teddy.
He did.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Amazing game. What about those catches?
Yeah.
Crucial catches under pressure.
Shut up, this is killing me listening to this.
What about Harry Grant's catch under pressure?
Who?
Harry Grant.
That's my flop, man. Ashley Klein.
Well, I got that as a flop, too.
You get fucked. Like, he got dropped. You should get dropped to fucking...
How sweet was
he? Was right there
against
though.
The Roosters.
He was right there. Yeah,
you just rub your hands.
And they scored off the next set.
Yeah, they scored off the next set.
Can I say though, like the two refs on the weekend were fucking. It was polarizing. The differences. At least Klein let the game go, and they'll flow. Yeah, it was great. And then who was the guy on Saturday night?
Easy Flow Klein, they call him.
Who's the ref on the Saturday night?
He was just
blowing penalties, stop, start. It was fucking annoying, man. It's finals footy. Put the whistle away. Let the men decide how the game goes.
Not the little kid that got picked last.
But there was massive differences, and I love that fucking game on Friday night. It was fucking amazing.
It was a good game.
I think
little known game called Dead Ball Zone on PlayStation 1 that had a referee, which was a steel ball that had a woman's voice, and it just float above and it'd call the shots, and if you fucked up, it'd just shoot you with a fucking lightning bolt.
Yep.
Why can't we have that?
They had it when PlayStation 1 was around.
Yeah, exactly. You got sex dolls.
Yeah.
You got satellite, GPS, drones. You can't make a fucking steel ball female referee that fucking shocks players.
And it just goes over just, and...
It's like, what a waste of technology.
I mean, that and jetpacks make me just want to give up.
Yeah. We should be jetpacking all over the place.
Mate.
Shine a spotlight on all the people that are offside. Like this thing.
Yes.
It could fucking it'd be amazing.
You're red all of a sudden.
Stay
if
out
you
of it.
Fucking move. Zap. We're solving the world's problems here.
What about if you could make a player's jersey out of the same shit they make these F-35 planes out of?
Oof, Jesus.
This plane crashes. You see this? And they can't find it because it's not meant to be detected. Blends into everything.
That's pretty funny.
You just make a jersey out of it.
That's like Predator.
Newtown Jets could wear F-35 jerseys. Just fucking become invisible.
Invisibility camouflage. Yeah.
Camouflage jersey.
See what I'm saying?
Why don't we camouflage the ball? That'd fuck people up. Then you got a game of cocky Laura.
That would be great. Fucking Ashley Klein, get fucked.
He's been dropped. That means he can't do the grand final.
Idiot.
He was so apologetic as well throughout the game.
How could he miss that, though? It was blatant.
Yeah, there's been a couple like that last week as well where the ref is just right there looking at it and they just miss it.
You know what they're thinking about? Little Ray.
They are thinking about Little Ray, as we all should, always.
What about Little Wishart for Little Wishart for Melbourne? He was pretty good.
He was good.
He goes right. That first try he scored.
He's great, something. Man. Yeah.
Hey, I'm while we're just on Melbourne for a second, Big Nelson's talking it up this week.
Oh.
He's
yeah, they didn't use
he's
him
talking
well.
About the Panthers game, and he said he's going to create chaos this week.
Really?
I don't like when they start talking this shit.
Quote
Penrith.
I mean, this is a renaissance man. This is the thinking person's footballer.
I'd call him a lot of things, but neither of those two.
You'll change your mind after this quote. I got two quotes for you, and then you tell me if you think this guy. You'll change your mind. Quote one. Mm-hmm. Nelson Asofa Solomona. Being a big boy, you just have to use your strengths. Just fucking run hard. Come on, there's a simple brilliance to that.
Yeah.
You see?
Yep. Yeah,
I get it.
It's not bad.
Not when he's got fucking Liotta and see how hard he runs then.
And talking about his relationship with Bellamy, because sometimes he's in the 13, sometimes he's in the 17. He's talking about Bellamy. He just says, for instance, last week, he said, I'm going to start you. Not like start him, like start him.
Mm.
I knew what he needed from me, and I just said, yes, coach. And then that was it. Hung up the phone.
Mm. That was a phone call?
I thought it was in his little pouch.
That's a fucking text now, at best. Now,
how many people hang up on Craig Bellamy?
Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's why.
Sam Burgess, mate. Sam Burgess.
Did he?
No, he could, though.
Someone else.
That's a I'm going to start
of
you.
Shit, though.
Okay, coach.
Yes, that's coach. It.
Yes, well, coach.
It's simplicity. It's brilliance.
Now,
it reminds me of Putty. The way you describe him is like Putty.
That's right.
From Seinfeld. Yeah.
Now, Bellamy was riding him last year. So that was his mode of transport, Bellamy. Yep,
that's true.
Nelson, big
it's
Nelson.
Like He-Man on the Battle Cat.
Apparently rides around apparently rides around Melbourne on a fucking Vespa. With no shoes on. Nelson.
Oh, thank God you didn't
Nelson,
say Bellamy.
Nelson Muntz.
That's like a fucking... That's like a circus, something you see in a circus, right?
Yeah.
Big gorilla on riding a bicycle through a fucking flaming hoop or
that's
something.
That's what he's fucking doing.
He can do it. He can do it.
Common sight around
he
Melbourne.
He can do it. He can do it.
Yep.
Like, you know, you're not going to argue with him.
No.
But I think they used him, Paul. I don't know if he should start. Everyone said he should start.
No, I think he should start.
He should be on the whole time, mate.
Nah, he's got to... Come in, impact. You're going to get a try off him, but maybe first 20 minutes have him off. Don't keep him off too long, but anyway.
The other thing I got out of that game was Sam Walker. He played that field goal was fantastic.
Yeah.
The way he chipped it. But, you know, we've never put a name on it. Look it up, people. Sam Walker, Wendell Borton from The Simpsons.
Yeah,
he's Wendell Borton.
Yeah, right.
Why are you sitting there? Yeah. Get your phone out. Do a bit of Wendell Borton. Do a bit of Sam Walker.
He's a sick kid.
Do a bit of spot difference. Wendell Borton.
Wendell Borton.
That's who you are. Round, round, fuck around. I fuck around. Yeah, fuck around. Round, round, I fuck around. I fuck around.
Fucking up and down this fucking street. I gotta find a fucking place where the fuck hits me. Those fuckers and me are getting fucking known. Yeah,
I watched There Will Be Blood again.
Great film.
Oh, amazing.
It's his best.
Oh.
It's what's the director's name?
PT.
PT
Anderson, yeah.
Yeah, it's his best.
Daniel Day.
Oh, that's the best performance I've
amazing.
Seen.
Have you seen it, Morn?
Yes, but now I feel like watching it again.
It's fucking...
Last night's viewing was Inside Man with Denzel Washington.
Okay.
Underrated movie, I got to say.
I'll have to watch that again as
There's
well.
There's a 15-minute scene.
You gotta watch a Denzel watch Man on Fire. Fuck, I love that movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That's
God
great.
Damn, I love it.
Denzel.
Revenge
puts an explosive up someone's ass. You can't beat it.
There's a whole bunch of old... pulp books called The Sharpsooter that came out in the 70s. You know, you read some of them?
Yeah.
And one of them is this guy versus a mob. The mob wiped out his family, and he's just an ex-Viet soldier that's come back, and he just fucking goes through all the different mob families. But one of them's that he pulls a fucking, puts a grenade up a guy's ass and pulls a pin, and he's got to hold it in, clenched. Mm, he's got to hold a fucking, clenched with his buck cheeks as soon as he lets it go. Kaboom.
He triggered that the whole city in one of the stories as well. Yeah. Fucking booby traps around the whole city.
Yeah, he booby trapped the whole fucking city. Blew it to bits.
Holding that grenade would take some discipline.
Savage Slaughter, it's called. Savage Slaughter, sharpshooter number 13, if you can find it. It's worth a read.
You're only getting that shit here, people.
There's a scene in There Will Be Blood where he slaps the priest guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's the best, one of the best slaps, because you just don't see it coming. It's just a slap across the face, and it's amazing. Now, of all the rugby league players, who would you slap like that after this year? In a 2023 competition.
It's the one thing I like about Nathan Brown, that time he slapped Trent Barrett.
Yeah, slap's good, you see. Is there one player you'd like quota, to right? slap?
Each coach should get three or four a year.
Yeah.
Fucking slap someone.
And he's got to do it on the sideline. He's got to do it in the sideline with everyone else. Like Reece Walsh the other day, I was looking at him. He's got a face that you just want
he
to slap.
He needs to be slapped.
He needs to be slapped.
Yeah. Jay Knockenbaugh needed to be slapped in the next week.
Let's not get in our own teams.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
I would,
well, we're doing that. I'm lining up Ilias and Donuts Totola.
Totola, you've changed on
fuck yeah. Totola.
Where did this
like
come
he
from?
Runs like Fred Flintstone.
Where
mate?
Did this come from? Who is your favourite?
See that car go? Fucking great, buddy.
No, not when he's in the car.
Fred's
you
when
love
he's
bowling.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Nick. You loved him.
I never loved him.
He's
never,
bald, mate. This is crazy.
Donuts Totola, mate.
Slap him, mate. You're dead.
I used to love.
I'll slap him. I won't get my hand back.
I used to love the bowling scenes in the Flintstones. Yeah, it's pretty good.
You know who I? Slam, good guys of rugby league, Cam Murray. I'd just oh! It would be the most shocking thing ever, but I'd just
that would be his
give
life.
Him a slap.
That'd be a good scene.
I think it would
no
be.
No one would see that coming.
No
mate,
one would
he
see
would
Cam.
Pull your balls over your head.
I don't care what he'd do after, but I'd get a fucking good slap on him. And he'd be so shocked, I think he'd just walk home to mum. I reckon he'd just go home.
Yeah.
He'd be too shocked. He's not expecting a slap.
No.
I'm going Sam Walker. He just looks like
Wendell Borton.
He gives me a bit of the Johnny Fontaine vibe.
Yeah.
Did you see that one in the game where the ball didn't go to him and he's jumping up and down on the spot?
He did get the shits.
Yeah,
he?
He's jumping up. It's a bit of Johnny Fontaine from The Godfather. The Godfather, what can I do?
I'd slap Wayne Bennett.
Ooh, you'd fucking
no one's seen that coming.
No.
Just be careful.
This guy's been laying down the law for 50 years. Bang!
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be just profound.
What would you do? What would you do if someone slapped Desi? Or Ricky.
I wouldn't need to do anything, mate. They would. Well, look, Ricky's probably due for
he's slappable.
He's probably going to have one slap in the face at one point in the next couple of years, Ricky, because there's a lot of people that don't like him.
Yeah.
I'd say
Desi on the other hand, Jesus Christ.
His wig had come off.
Straighten his hair out.
Slap the wig off him.
I'd say if you did a poll of NRL fans, Jerome Luai would be top.
Oh, yeah. He's
very slappable.
Yep.
It'd be hard to stop.
Yeah, I don't really want to slap Ilias, but Sam Walker too. It's so hard to
because
know.
Because slap is more offensive than a punch.
Yeah.
What about Cleary on the chin?
Bang. Could do it from here.
Yeah, that would be, yep. But anyway.
You're talking backhands as well? Because the old backhand slap, now that's something. That's a
be
thing.
Be a man.
That's a thing of beauty.
Yep.
Do you get the double swipe, like the window wiper one, forehand backhand? Because when you get that second one.
Yep. Sounds like you've been slapping a few people in your lifetime, mate.
They don't see the second one coming.
People around.
They do not see the second one coming. I was slapped a few times.
Oh, yeah. Man, my old man used to get me to go get the fucking the form guide from the neighbor's fucking paper, right? I had to do that every day. That's my job.
Mm.
I was going to steal a form guide from the neighbor's paper.
The Sun? Yes. Was he getting it from the Sun?
The Sun.
Mm.
And because he's too lazy to go to the shop to get one. And then I gave it to him in front of one of his mates once, and he just fucking slapped the shit out of me. Yo, why are you giving me this shit? Douche. Fucking hell.
Forehand, backhand? Did you get the wipers?
I got them both, man.
Yeah.
Let's see if this goes.
I don't know what to do. You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
That was a good
start. Is this how you turn down a Hollywood Pinocchio that cries like a woman?
Get that in your window, Borton.
What can I do? What
can I do? What is that? That's an all-time slap.
That's a great slap.
That's an all-time slap.
One of the best. Brando.
I'd like to... there's so many I'd like to slap.
Well, yeah, it's been that type of year, I think. They just need a good slap.
It's the Chinese year of the slap.
They should bring back.
Hang on.
Teddy. Yeah. Slap him.
And I don't mean that in a racist sort of way, because I know that there is a derogatory term.
Yep. That's why we move on from that.
Teddy needs a slap.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the media with Teddy. I can't handle it.
What about a spank?
Like, he's not good anymore.
He's not good anymore. Everyone's got to just come to grips with it.
Which player would you put over your knee and spank on the ass? Not sexually, aggressively.
How can it not be sexually?
Staring at little Ray.
Ray, Jesus.
Which player
little
would you spank on the ass?
Poking him in the chest.
To humiliate.
To humiliate?
Yeah, as a humiliation. Get over here. Get over. Slap, 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 slap.
Oh, fuck.
Now get out of here.
Aaron Woods.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that'll hopefully send him into retirement.
That'll look hilarious, wouldn't it?
I'm not touching that ass. No way. Oh. He's dirty. He's unwashed.
You couldn't do Reese Walsh. It's too much like a woman.
Yeah.
He'd start kicking his legs up. Yeah.
He's probably got those fucking bows tattooed on the back of his thighs.
Yeah.
Like those.
No, I'm not doing that with
him. Women of
Little Ray's getting confused.
Big Nelson, mate. Nelson. That's who I'd be spanking. You'd have to put him over both our knees.
You'd never walk again. Yeah. It's got to be like a half or a. It's got to be someone who plays in halves.
Yeah.
They're too big. Mm. I'm not putting him on my fucking lap.
Tyson Gamble.
Oh.
You would.
You don't want him on your lap.
Oh, if I got a hazmat suit, I have to have a hazmat suit.
Yeah, you'd have to just the opening of his ass, that's it, and everything else is hazmat.
The opening? Well, he's what do you call the opening?
The hazmat suit has an opening.
No, I've just got the hazmat suit.
He's got the suit. Yeah, I suppose he'd be better.
I don't care what he's wearing. I'm in the hazmat suit.
I'd put him in the hazmat suit anyway.
Dream team.
So the Rugby League Players Association has come up. The players all vote on the best 13.
Yep. This is crazy, isn't it?
Now, they picked their best 13, and they come from only 5 clubs.
Yeah.
Broncos.
That makes sense.
Penrith. Yep.
The whole team.
Warriors. Storm. Mm. Manly.
Yeah. Manly?
Yeah.
Not South.
What? No South.
Not this
so
year.
So,
no Roosters.
Cam Murray didn't get locked?
Nope.
Oh, not this
that's,
year.
That's a paddling.
That's a
Pat Carrigan got paddling. Locked.
Yeah, this year. Come on.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good, but he's not Cam Murray.
Yeah, but I think he was better than Cam Murray this year. Sorry, mate.
Okay.
You got your year next year. I'm telling you, you're winning next year for
Harry
sure.
Harry
Grant
got hooker. Is he the best hooker in the comp this year?
No. Nah. Who are they saying?
I've seen it.
The Warriors hooker's been really good.
Yeah.
He's killing it.
Underrated, but good player.
Yep.
Danny Levi's,
he was ready, man. He was.
I'll tell you, he's not getting it. Cookie.
Who was the guy that you saw reading the Bayou Tapestry once? The hooker. Episode like 6.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's that?
I can't remember.
Never come back to you.
Yeah. I thought it was Bunty Afoa.
No. It was a. It'll come back to us. Okay. Fullback, Reese Walsh.
Yeah.
You have to say yes.
I'll go that. Definitely.
Yep.
Wingers.
Here we go.
DWZ.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an acrobat.
Just flair. Just all flair, man.
Yeah, that mullet, the Jerry curls.
This guy couldn't catch a ball at the Bulldogs 2 years ago. No. Could not catch a football.
He's like if manga drew a rugby league comic book, he would be the manga character there.
Mrs.
I'd read that.
Mrs. Paragon was walking past the TV, not a football fan, and saw Dallin Tenney's Lesniak and just said, "That's sexual chocolate from Coming to America."
Sexual chocolate.
The perm?
Yeah.
Tottle got the other wing.
I think that was a lazy,
throw someone
Alex
in.
Johnson must be in the running. God, he's a consistent.
He's player. Fast, yeah. Jesus. Is there any other winger, though? I don't think there is, really.
Well, Josh Adokar before he came to Bulldogs.
Warbrick. What a play last
he's a
week.
What a name.
Warbrick.
He's a beast, but he gets smashed all the time.
He does. He does. He's
an Olympian.
It's only his first year in rugby league.
And he's an Olympian.
And he's an Olympian.
What a take, man.
Yeah, that take was insane.
Fucking wild. Centres, Herbie Farnworth.
Nah.
And Stephen Crichton, yes.
Stephen Crichton. Farnworth? No, come on. Who else?
Fucking
Who else would it be?
Campbell Graham?
He was a bit off.
I was just throwing things out.
He was a bit off this
year. Oh, he got injured in the late part of the year.
He's better centers.
Joey Manu.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Kenny, is he center?
Probably plays too many positions.
Yeah.
Bounced around a bit. 5'8", 5'8's Munster.
Nah. He's had a shocker this year.
He's been a bit off this year.
He's played good the first maybe six games.
You say Cody Walker, I'm going to throw my ill-disciplined fucking microphone at you.
Well, who won New South Wales?
Game three. Who gives a fuck?
I'd say Cody over Munster. Munster's
been
good. He
won it on his own, did he? Game three. They gave us that game. They won it this time.
Well, you say Ezra Mam?
He's fucking better than Cody Walker.
Well, there's more 5'8s out there, isn't there? Jesus. I don't know.
Volkman? Volkman?
Gamble's a 5'8", isn't he?
He is a 5'8".
Gamble, stop. He's hard to look at, isn't he?
If you had to pick a team right now, today, and you had Reece Walsh or Kalen Ponga, who are you picking?
Reece Walsh.
Yeah?
Mm. Ponga.
Just that speed, man.
Too many mistakes from Reece.
You're picking them both before Teddy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Halfback, who's best half this year? No brainer.
Yeah, Cleary.
Cherry Evans.
No.
Adam Reynolds.
John Shaunson.
He's not. Come on. I don't know about this fucking.
So who did this? The players?
I don't know.
This is fucking concussion CTE shit. Is this what they do when they go off for fucking.
Players.
Look, he's been good, but I don't know if this, like. He's played all right.
Who have they beaten, though? They haven't beaten anyone big.
He's likable.
Hey, he's likable. What if it's this? Do you see him with his shirt off doing his.
Second time you brought this up.
Jeez.
Put your hat back on.
What a physique. There's some discipline.
Front row, Payne Haas.
Yep.
Yeah. Adam Fanua Blake. He's pretty damn good, man.
He is. He's good. But what about... I'd put
Tarpany?
He is a great fucking
player. What about Donuts Satala?
It's hard to read you, isn't it?
Donuts Fisher-Michael, I reckon.
Yeah, he's...
Fisher-Michael's got to
be
there.
Fucking dominant player,
and
isn't he?
Leota, he's going to Roosters next year.
No, he's not.
He is. Which one's from Penrith?
That's the other guy.
It's him, isn't it?
No, it's not Leota.
Isn't it?
Look at him. We're fucking brain dead.
I know. We've got no idea.
Second rower, it's Liam Martin. I say yes.
I think. I just see darkness at the moment when I try to look at these positions.
Okawatu.
Who?
Nah.
Who?
He was good for a while.
Yeah,
from Manly. He's the one Manly player.
No. They were talking Origin, and then there was like,
I don't see him as a...
He's better than Colin Matangi?
No way.
Nah, Colin Matangi's better.
Will you give me that, are you?
I'll give you that.
100%.
Okay.
Now, Colin Matangi's Roosters are going for him hard.
Yeah. And so are the Raiders.
They won't get him.
So are the Raiders.
Is he just driving it up in the interstate itself?
Yeah, he's a Botany boy, mate. He came through with Cam Murray. They both played in the same sides.
So the Roosters are going to offload Angus Crichton. He's going to go to rugby.
Yeah, they'll get someone else. What'd they get? Spencer Linyu. That's the guy they got.
Spencer, he's good.
Yeah, I heard 100 of our listeners going, Spencer Linyu.
Yeah.
So that comes out of 4 Broncos, 3 Panthers, 3 Warriors, 2 Storm, and 1 Manly player.
What about Super Sub? Is there Sub?
No.
Taff? Blake Taff?
Super Sub.
He'll be playing on Sunday.
He will.
Yeah.
He will.
Taff, Talis Duncan.
You should just drop all the first graders down.
I really
down.
Like Talis Duncan. Yeah.
He's unreal.
Yeah, he's good.
He's the shit.
We got him from the Roosters.
He's not scared at all, man.
No. And he's fast and he's got skills.
Yeah, he's ready to
and
go.
And he's got dreamy eyes.
Reece Walsh like. He's still little Ray.
I agree with half that team, but since I've forgotten every player from every position, I'll agree with it.
That's proof of CTE as far as I'm concerned.
It's pretty shit, isn't it?
Yeah. Do they even fucking... Well, they obviously don't watch football, right? That's what happened. They obviously don't watch football.
Yeah.
Anyway. Interesting, yeah. So from that, we go to Hypnotise.
I was just thinking, like, if you watch these teams on the weekend, the Cronullas, the Raiders, the Knights, can we just, like, round 2 and 3, can we just hypnotise these players and get them to think it's a prelim final? That game.
Mm.
And they will give, they'll go out and give you fucking 110%, mate, and they would fucking win that game.
Couldn't we make them think they were chickens? That's what heaps funnier.
Maybe. Not on the field.
What about their chickens in a prelim final?
Yeah.
The opposing team, yes.
Don't you just walk around and do a wing thing.
Yeah. up against a team that's been programmed to think it's a prelim final. It's going to be fucking murder.
How do you think hypnotism works?
Well, it does, mate. When I was at work, though, we did this thing, one of the RSLs, and a couple of people that I work with, the guy chose them. And to this day, they're saying they were hypnotized. They had no idea, and I can't believe it.
What do you make him do?
Oh, I can't remember. He was drinking alcohol, and I think there was a chicken involved somewhere.
I can't remember, but they were like, yep.
And for
they
sure.
do kung fu fighting.
So why hasn't this been utilized?
I just think, look, if the players think it's prelim.
Sounds like something to be up his alley.
You get Ilias and say, you are the greatest halfback in the history of football.
You will get a repeat set. You will not die on the fifth tackle every time.
That's it. Yeah. Get it in their heads,
You are
mate.
Better than Donuts Satola.
You can kick a ball.
I just think there needs to be a little bit more investment in the hypnotism world.
In the arcane arts.
Seem like the Bulldogs. What have they got to lose?
Yeah. Try it.
Just get them in there.
I'm all for it. Bring the arcane arts in.
They have to,
do seances.
Yeah.
We could contact past players.
Get Clive Churchill. Get Clive Churchill in there. Giving some advice to...
Dally Messenger.
Yeah. To Reece Walsh.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's endless. Get Johnny Raper. Just for the name.
Anyway, because some of these teams on the weekend, mate, they gave it their all. Some of the games have been amazing in the finals.
You think Ricky hypnotised you guys before you went up to the Knights?
I think so. Well, it was a form of hypnotism, don't you think? It's us against them. Everyone, no one's giving us a chance. Imagine being hearing that all day, four minutes.
You are not a chicken.
Yeah, chicken, you're going to play well.
You are not.
So it is a form. So. Hey,
I'm not against it.
Xavier Savage has chicken-like qualities. He'd be a good hypnotized chicken. Yeah. I'd pick him out of the crowd if I was a hypnotist.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Skinny legs.
Balls Out No Flops. Click us an email at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com. Your contribution left a notice. Never get tired of that riff and never get tired of that guitar sound.
Yeah, we played that on your birthday, 7 a.m. You were pretty tired then.
Oh, we were out all night, remember? Fucking, we went and saw Wolf Mother and... Anyway. All right, we got Vegas.
Vegas update. A few hypnotists there.
Oh, that's true.
See?
That's true. Yeah, what a segue.
Fucking beautiful.
Who told you that?
The NRL is negotiating a deal for the Vegas players to stay 3 kilometres outside the centre of Las Vegas in a bid to ensure its American adventure is not overshadowed by off-field incidents.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
3 kilometres.
Yeah, no one can ever find a way to get 3 kilometres.
Let me tell you, NRL, as a man who's been to Vegas a couple of times.
Ooh.
It's actually better on the strip. When you get off the strip, that's where the real seedy shit is going down.
Good. I was driven by the cops to Barstow and dumped in the middle of the desert.
Fair enough, too.
I had to make my way back on my own.
Did they remove you for being too disciplined?
Well, actually, there was a little ill-discipline, a little adventure.
Yeah, it was a youthful indiscretion.
That's a town.
This is where, like, when you get off the strip in Vegas, it fucking plummets.
It is
disgraceful.
The back end of Vegas. That's where you can play Scissor Paper Rock for money.
Yeah, so they think having
Las Vegas Vacation is not lied to me.
So they want...
3 kilometres. Yeah. That's a fucking Uber. That's a 5-minute Uber.
Yeah.
They should just fucking cut the bullshit. Give them $5,000 each. Give them passes to hookers or whatever it is, strip clubs. go
whatever
out
whatever it
one
is.
One night.
Like, you don't
no,
never.
No, oh, man, don't know.
What do these people do?
One night, go out there, go all out, get it out of your system, and then play.
After they play. No, after they play.
I actually think the only thing which will draw this game to the attention of the American public is off-field incidents.
Absolutely.
We need to maximise off-field incidents.
Yeah.
We need these guys coked to the asshole.
Absolutely.
They need to be running around like fucking lunatics.
They'll switcheroo.
People need to be saying, what and who are these fuckers?
We gave them a taste with Matt Lodge.
Yeah, we need 10 and Lodges over
We need break-ins. We need just fucking angry monsters.
We need a film
fucker.
Crew following around.
And the film crew, absolutely.
Either that or SEAL Team 6.
Or cops.
Just around them the whole time. SEAL Team 6, fucking guns, tasers and shit.
If they have like half a dozen off-field incidents before the game, people will watch.
Well, remember Johnny Sutton?
Yes.
Well, we played in America for some...
One of the Burgess boys was there too.
Yeah, but John Sutton got arrested.
Oh, that's right.
It wasn't a fight, it was an argument in a bar.
Mm.
He got arrested for raising his voice.
There's more to that story, I reckon.
Yeah. What a load of shit. This is going to solve everything. 3Ks out of the centre of Vegas.
Yeah.
And the load of shit is that Roosters and Rabbits are going there and they're not playing each other. Terrible. Why wouldn't you put that rivalry up on the big fucking screen in Vegas? Why wouldn't you fucking sell that? Russell Crowe, get in there, talk about the Book of Feuds to America. These teams hate each other. Give them a highlights reel and then send them out to play.
The problem with America is they're not really sure what books are.
But what a missed opportunity, mate.
That's
the storyline, the narrative behind that game, and the Rabbits are playing Manly.
Manly.
Fuck.
So it's going to be a zero round, right? It's going to be round zero, from what I understand.
Ground zero.
And then they come back and they have the week off round one. Teams have the bye round one. And then they start again round two.
They're going to get to like round 20 and go, oh, we've miscalculated. This is going to mess the whole thing up, mate. There's too much variables going on now.
If it was us,
you guys have to play each other again. Zero round becomes round three. That's going to be a whole lot of that shit, guys.
Sounds like a PE teacher trying to organise a bunch of fucking dickheads.
It reeks of Abdo, this fucking 3K rule.
Lebo, South African Lebo.
Not going to do anything.
What an ungodly mixture.
They need to be running rampant through the streets of Vegas.
Wyden and Latrell. That's all I'm going to say.
Leading the way like Priscilla.
Cowboy hats.
Like a couple of shit house ambassadors.
Oh, that's exactly what they are. But Wyden can't go, right? Well, he can't
still
play.
He'll still go, mate. That's even worse. He's going to be pissed on the sideline.
He'll go on his own coin.
He can do some spoken word.
He could do the Hunter S. Thompson tour.
They should have sent the Raiders over.
Yeah, it's his first time around. Brisbane, Raiders, Souths, Manly. Done.
Mm. Fucking Raiders.
They should.
You can't send them from Canberra to Los Angeles.
We're the Raiders.
There's electricity there.
They'll be fucked, mate. Elliot Whitehead will just be fucking
pouring
the screen of the pokies. He won't know what to do.
He won't know what to do when he sees electricity.
Talk about hypnotised.
Bright light city.
Fucking Papali will just be looking at the roulette wheel. He'll be fucked. He'll be there for a week.
Hopefully we lose Hudson Young. Maybe he does something bad with a mob and gets buried out in the desert.
He'd cause a stink.
Yeah.
Send him over.
Yeah.
All right, so Ray's grand final day party tips. I'm looking forward to this.
We've got grand final coming up. We've got, this can go over next week as well. And you guys chime in whenever you can. We're all going to be having some sort of party, no doubt.
Yeah.
Or we've been having parties. First one is the Wild Western. This is going to be a hit. I may have talked about it before, but set a row of tables up.
Good.
Put your empty bottles on there, or full, or whatever, and grab one of your mates. There's a few of them, they need to grab them, and just like the old Wild Western movies, just throw him down the table, mate. Let him knock the bottles off and everything. I got Wild Western in its first night that it was ever invented. And I had a black eye.
Oh, really?
I had family and stuff coming the next day.
I think I could throw you.
Fuck that. We'll have to put him on a skateboard or something.
That's why it was the fall off the table that got me with the black eye.
What kind of table? Trestle tables?
Just the picnic tables. Put them together, put some bottles up, and this is going to be a hit all over the world. I bet you people are going to be doing YouTube,
you're
Wild West.
You're soaping up the table for a bit of dishwashing liquid on the table. Get it a little bit slippery.
It's, just try it. There'll be a YouTube. People will be doing it.
People will be throwing their kids down the table. Yeah. The only ones they'll be able to pick up. Their kids and fucking Lachlan Ilias. Wendell Borton.
The midfield party bomb is another one I've talked about. Just
that's what we call Larry.
Put one up, mate. Just put one up in the garden. Just a mid-party when everyone's just chilling, drinking, whatever. Just grab the ball and just put one up. You watch all the boys get up and try and catch that one.
What about... I got one for you. The post-contact pinata. So you cover someone in fucking in goodies.
Yeah.
He has to run.
Footy cards.
Yeah. Whatever you like. He has to run. If he gets through the defence, then everyone's got sticks on the other side and they just beat the fuck out of him until shit flies off him.
What about the marquee grubber? You set up a marquee and it's just when everyone's getting a bit loose, you just... About four of you get up one end, you just start putting hard grubbers through the marquee. See when it does that little bounce through and it kicks up. If you wipe out fucking grandma with a marquee grubber. Hit someone in the side of the head. What the fuck was that? Like marquee grubber.
Yeah. Can I also recommend mid-party, call a maxi taxi. Get your mates in there and just go for a spin, because last year my favourite part of my grand final party was getting on the maxi taxi with six other guys. It was amazing. We were yelling out shit. It was like we're driving. It was the maxi taxi is what I'm looking forward to this year.
There you go.
So, maxi taxi scrum? Can you reckon you get a scrum in a maxi taxi?
I think you can.
Yeah, maxi taxi scrum.
In a backyard, just pack one down. Just scrum. Six on six. Let's go. Yep. Let's scrummage.
And if you've got room, do some plays, mate.
Run some plays.
Backline movement. Yeah. We did that as well. And just, it was fucking, there's so much to do, grand final party. So, and if you guys need help, give us a call, hire us out, and we'll set it up.
And then when a party gets really loose, like when everyone's just losing their shit, you just play your own little game that's called Loose Arm, where you just start groping people. Loose arm.
Right, okay. I won't write that one down. I think I've got enough here.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of things here.
I'll bring
loose,
that up.
Loose
I'll bring
Morton that comes out.
Loose arm.
Loose Morton is what we're calling it.
Loose arm.
I remember...
loose arm, Floyd? People get penalised.
Yeah.
All the shit that used to go on in the scrum.
And
you get fucking penalised because you just slip your arm down as the scrum's packing.
Yeah.
That's a good way to break your fucking arm, by the way. Yeah. You're slipping your arm down by the side as the scrum's packing in the front row. It'd
be a real loose arm.
Fucking hell.
I remember the Cowboys Broncos grand final. That was magical. We had slip and slide. There's another one as well. We had slip and slide tries as well. So one defends, one's with the ball. You start same spot and you slide down, and then the guys got to try and stop you from getting over the try line. There's really good footage of that. But
slip and slide shoulder charge.
Both each end and just bang.
Yeah.
You're just going down the slip and slide on your feet, and there's people on the side and at the end just waiting to... Pulverize.
Look, all you've done is taken post contact pinata and added a slip and slide, okay? That's all that's happened here.
I didn't mean to cheapen post contact pinata.
The Cowboys Broncos game, when that last try was scored, Lenny Long Division, my mate, pushed me so hard, I went through the fence into the neighbours. we couldn't believe it. Obviously, it called for it. No neighbour could be angry about that.
No.
After that try. You know, it was massive push, mate. I was gone. It took me like 30 minutes to get back up. Shit all over me and everything.
Same one as the table?
That was the same party, yeah.
Both?
Yeah, that was a loose party.
That was a good party.
That's good. No loose arms?
No loose arms, but I will
not
be,
that you know of.
I'll let you know how it goes. Yeah. I will
try it out as your attorney.
All right, we're going to VB hard-earned index. What do you got there
for us? What is this fucking thing?
I don't know.
And what, if it's so effective, that's true, why isn't it used in the workplace to measure performance?
Yes.
Is it just a fucking random number?
Why don't they use it to measure discipline?
Is it the amount of beers they've drunk between games? What is this fucking thing? They just bang it up on the screen.
They do.
And they pretend it's like some Pythagorean algorithm. But they put VB at the start.
That's just another reason to chuck VB up on the screen. Shit.
Anyway, as you know, couldn't stop there, so I researched.
Is it meters gained and tackles?
Total runs, they double your meters.
What?
Double your... It says... Each player's VB hard-earned index, fuck off, score is calculated by doubling their total runs.
Why?
So what if they run 1 metre or 20 metres? It doesn't matter.
Metres made or just runs?
That's what it says.
Okay.
Adding a point for every tackle, offload, decoy, support, charge down, and tackle break.
Decoy?
You get a point for being a decoy.
You heard me. Decoy.
Yeah.
You did nothing. Negative play, no explanation, lowers the index score. What's negative play? Dropping the ball.
Dropping the ball, forward passes,
missed
all
tackle,
that.
Missed tackle, I guess.
Missed tackle.
I don't like pass. The doubling of the meters gain because the fullback then would be making heaps of meters.
This is it.
But it's always forwards to get it.
What is this shit?
It's always forwards to get
it. But it doesn't say meters, it says doubling their total runs.
Ah, runs. Okay.
So it's just someone who takes a lot of... So Paul Gallen would have been maxing out, but he was a no-impact player my valued opinion.
30 metres for 30 runs.
Someone said to me the other day that Teddy is like the backs version of Paul Gallen. He's a play stopper. Like
that's
the place
good.
Always stops with him. He always gets tackled.
That's good.
And he has great stats at the end, like meters gained.
Yeah.
But he's really achieved nothing.
He's getting big like him as well, old Teddy. I think
getting
he needs
big in
to,
the ass, isn't he?
But yeah.
Couldn't get him like, over your knee.
Just like, you know,
over
women.
All the time.
You know, men get the big belly, women get the big ass if they let themselves go. And
he's just on the VB index.
And Teddy gets it both.
He likes it both.
Well, that's interesting.
So
I don't understand why they double,
shit.
Though. Why don't you just take the single runs?
Why don't they just put VB, drink it, to drink the bottom of the screen, which is what they want to do.
If you like it,
fucking
drink
do that.
It. Well, I think we really solved that.
Bunch of shit. It's a loose arm.
Do have any? Well, we've got several hundred emails, but the one that keeps coming to the top.
Ooh, yeah. What medicine ball football?
That's good.
You're like an 8 kilo medicine ball.
Yeah.
Oh, backyard, front yard, play on. Wait to see who's the first person drunk enough to kick it.
Well, this
put
is
an explosion in it. Let's make it interesting.
It's always the explosion.
Yeah. We came
just
up with a
fucking
good
blow up
medicine ball prank at the park. So make it out like it's a soccer ball and just roll it over to a family. And go, yeah, can you kick it back, mate? What's this guy?
Family. Fucking 8-year-old son gets up.
It was
breaks his foot. What kind of game is that? That's worse than loose arm.
That's fucking jail time.
What is that?
You go, yeah, man, quick, kick it back. And you know they're going to try and kick it as hard as possible.
You know what we used to do when we were fucking kids?
That's borderline evil.
You know what we used to do when we were kids? There was this bus stop, right? I was right next to this really steep driveway, like opposite this really steep driveway. So we'd get a fucking, we'd get an old tyre.
Oh,
and
shit.
One of us would have it up the top of the driveway. The other said, hail the bus. And as soon as the door opened, we fucking roll the tyre.
Oh,
we fucking bounce up and hit the fucking driveway. We were shit cats.
That's VB hard-earned index right there. Getting that tyre up the driveway.
Yeah. Hail the bus. That's the fucking Bolton. The guy that hailed it bolted.
You can't go on about loose arm. This guy's fucking medicine ball at a 6-year-old. And you're putting a fucking tyre, tracking tyre through a bus.
We made our own fun when we were kids.
Made our own fun.
All right, so Neil John Stewart, PL.
My man.
Emails us. The Warriors game versus the Knights, just fucking wow. What a performance. What an atmosphere.
Yep.
Yep. Apparently they've sold out all their merchandise. You can't buy a thing.
Who, the Raiders?
The Wahs.
The Wahs.
I'm sorry, but I just don't like the Wah thing.
No.
Is it because of the Warriors? Where's the Wah?
Yeah, that's the Wah.
But
they're too lazy to say Warrior. So they say Wah.
But Wah.
Well, Australians cannot be angry with being too lazy to say something.
No.
Because that's his entire country.
I don't know. Anyway, it's stuck and good luck to them.
Right, it says you're so fucking right, happy. Floyd-y.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. After all they sacrificed for the NRL. Number one deserve. Sorry. I'm so fucking happy for them after all they sacrificed for the NRL.
Yep.
No one Everyone's deserves second more team. Success than them. Fairy tale stuff.
It's getting right? a bit emotional.
Yeah, he is. PL.
Good.
But he's seen the Bronx. I just wish the Bronx weren't
That's
facing
why
them.
That's getting emotional.
As I can't cheer for both. So, yeah, hopefully we get by them and the Storm Holocaust fuck the Panthers to fucking Ooh, death.
Wow.
Good sentence.
Good, yeah.
Then Bronx Storm final. Rhys Walsh is a scalpel at 200 miles per hour.
Yeah.
I wrote that myself. I like that. Good metaphor.
Good.
Yes.
That sounds like a party game too.
Doesn't matter how good your defensive systems, you can't stop a scalpel at that pace.
Yeah.
I'll put it to you, Ray Carney, on grand final day. Can you stop a scalpel that I shoot out of a slingshot?
That's a game.
Yeah.
With my body.
Yeah, yeah, of course with your body.
Of course I can.
Body on the line.
Yeah.
Body on the line.
I know he can't win the Clive Churchill because he was suspended.
That's a bullshit. Can they change that?
That's ridiculous.
Just change it, mate.
Such a dumb
punishment.
Best player
enough.
On the day.
Yeah,
punishment
that's
enough
all it is.
Because he's missed the game, so he's not getting points. So why does he have to get punished more?
What a fucking joke.
They still haven't changed that.
All right. Now some health. Some health health update.
Good.
From
someone that's not you.
Yeah.
Well,
Neil John Stewart, PL. I can't remember if I said it or not, but I'm officially out of catering after 25 years.
Yeah, you did mention
what
that.
What does a guy... Neil, can you send us, like, a typical Scottish catering menu? Because I would love to see that. An authentic one. Some double fried Spam.
This guy's like
fucking... And haggis.
What's the Batman guy called? Bruce...
Wayne?
Bruce Wayne. He's fucking catering during the day, body lifter at night. What is he up to?
Fucking scalpel.
It says, I'm not self-employed as a coach, personal trainer, and dog walker. I thought,
okay. He's doing that as well.
My back feels better already, and I'm a much happier man. Got to have a good, strong, happy back. Happy back, happy wife.
We've all got fuck backs here.
Yeah.
Yep. You and me, Ray, our backs are fucked from carrying Floyd for all these years.
Oh, please.
Please, he says.
Mate, let's get the fucking VB hard-earned index on last week's podcast. Let's see you got the fucking laughs, all right?
Last week.
Last week.
We're leading you in, mate. We're leading you in.
Jesus Christ. Well, it took double the carries, you can't stick.
Mate, we're like Sean Johnson and Nico Hines, haven't we? We're just putting you through the gap.
That's right.
We're putting you through the fucking gap.
70 nuggets!
If you want to spice up a party and get it, you need a couple of portaloos because at some point you got a portaloo in the backyard. Someone's going to go in there and you're going to be like, let's fuck this shit right up. Let's never let them out of there. Let's roll it down a hill. Let's put it on the back of a truck. Let's put it in a maxi taxi, whatever. You put two portaloos in the backyard.
Good.
Someone's going to come up with a fucking ridiculously shit idea.
Oh, yeah.
You can name it. I don't know what it's called.
You got to put them on some kind of go-kart and a fucking jousting stick. Just with the door open and just fucking into each other.
The ultimate would jousting. Be, if you could afford it, a portaloo.
I'm writing that down.
And a crane.
If you can afford it.
Could afford
we can't afford the portaloo.
The crane might be a bit of a problem. They get into Portaloo and you
crane,
just...
Well,
if you went into Portaloo, Floyd, on grand final day, and we could get a crane lifted up.
I'll chip in for the crane, mate.
No, that's we could steal one. They're fucking everywhere in Sydney.
Cranes?
Yeah, how hard would it be? Get some meth tip rat to hotwire it. We'll drive down with the fucking Portaloos. Grand final day never looked so good.
Never looked so good.
Okay.
Okay.
I just need to kind of skew the ratio in favour of the coaching, and it pays a lot more. Anyway, point is I'm organising my schedule around these finals games because I fucking can. The beauty of working for myself. Anyway, peace out, my friends. Enjoy what's left of the season.
He's a self-made man right there.
Yeah, good
he's
on you, Neil.
Man.
Love
he's
to
been
hear
there from
you.
The beginning.
You got to send us, please, send us a photo of a menu. All right, of what you of the catering that you did, because I'd love a bit of double fried spam. That's a discipline I have. I can eat that and then nothing else.
Jesus, depression.
You have spam, mate. You're done with discipline.
You're a motherfucker, aren't you?
Spam. There was. I remember going when I was at uni. And I was with the missus, and we were living in her place. And there was this ad that just kept coming up. It was like, spam burger, spam burger. Mm, do you remember that one?
Spam, spam.
And it got me. I just fucking ran down to the corner shop, bought spam, made spam burgers. It was like eating fucking dog food with bread.
It is good frying that.
Spam wrestling. Little kiddies ball, fill it with spam.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Then Portaloo joust over the top of it.
Spam wrestle Portaloo joust.
Who's not going to go to that? But if we put that up on one of those signs, you know those signs they hang near train stations for like a medieval fair?
Yeah.
Can't be just fucking throwing money at us.
Spam wrestle Portaloo joust.
Portaloo joust, post contact pinata, and marquee grubber. Who's not coming to that? $50 entry.
That's a fucking great day. You pack it out.
Well, we should do it. Festival.
Could you imagine? It'd be like fucking Mordor.
Yeah.
We would be killing each other. It'd be like that fire festival.
We don't do shit. We put the signs up, take the money, and then the rest, provide the goods. Then you're on your own. That's very clear in fine print.
One to remember, that one, that final day.
What a party. Get everyone to bring like 10 cans of spam. They all put it into a kids' pool. And it's just fucking on. You can issue challenges to people during the day. Anyone who's been shitting you or someone that you've just met for the first time and you don't like them. You just look at them and you just don't. Because you know, as you know, Floyd, I judge people immediately.
Oh, yeah.
If I don't like them, I like getting the fucking spam now. We're going.
Can we get a spam pigeon? To deliver the fucking challenge?
Like the helicopter with the ball.
Spam pigeon. Just fucking drops the spam on top of you.
Right, yeah.
That's on. I'll look into another spam pigeon.
They could drop it out of the crane, I guess, if we've already got it.
Yeah.
I feel like we're just warming up here.
What's the NRL entertainment? Does anyone know yet? Because I'm hearing some bad rumours.
That's a fucking Tina Turner musical.
Turner musical.
Yes.
Are you telling me that's better than Spam Pigeon?
Back to 42nd Street. Remember that one?
Look,
And fucking
Maxi Taxi Scrum.
This is Billy Idol 42nd Street shit. This is a disaster.
I don't mind.
They need to come to us, mate.
I don't mind the Tina Turner thing because she died this year. Was it this year she died? And, you know, it was 30th anniversary or something like that. Let him do it, mate.
You're fucking disappointed.
As long as the sex guy comes in.
This was our way in, mate. This is our way in.
You better have some spam wrestling out there before
maybe we'll bring spam and we'll throw it at the fucking imposter, Tina Turner person. And the
jouster with a portal.
AFL's got Kiss the day before, right?
I know,
We should have just got a Kiss cover band.
Yeah
that's true NRL style.
Yeah.
Well, they're touring with Weezer. Why not fucking get Weezer?
That's NRL.
No one would know who Weezer is.
Oh, come on.
NRL. 20% maybe.
All right, predictions. Who's winning?
I'm going to raise party instead of the grand final.
That's your prediction?
That's what I predict, man.
Ah, it's going
to
be good.
Sounds like a fucking good day to me.
Start at 9 a.m.
I'm going to have a disclaimer written up before I get there for any fucking behaviour that takes place.
Sunday finish. Thursday.
Sounds good. So Friday night, who's playing? It's
Panthers.
Yeah, like these odds. Penrith $1.19. Melbourne $4.75.
Go Bellamy.
In a fucking game to make the grand final.
Yeah. Come on, Bellamy.
You can't go past Penrith.
But that's insane.
Penrith are going to win, but Bellamy.
Yeah.
Come on. I can't believe I'm going for the Storm. I can't believe it. But I am.
I just hope they annihilate the shit out of each other. Yeah. I want to see nothing but spam left on the fucking ground.
It will be crazy if it gets to like the 50th minute and Storm are up by like 8 or 10.
They're hard to track
that,
down.
That would be fucking, mate, can you imagine Penrith lose this?
Tarek
it would be incredible. I know,
Tarek
but
seems as a loose cannon, isn't he?
Yeah.
God, he gives away some dumb fucking penalties.
He's a dumb fuck. Yeah. So we're all going Penrith on this? I'm predicting Penrith.
Yes.
Penrith should do them well. Ooh, well, the top four.
And then Saturday night,
I think it'd be closer than people think.
You reckon?
Oh, they're pretty worn out, man, Melbourne.
I don't think so. I just don't think they've got the outside backs.
What about,
they don't have that power.
What about Luai that's coming back from an injury that no one has ever come back from?
Yeah.
Weeks early.
Yeah,
bullshit,
mate. He needs to be spam tested, mate.
Odd.
Oh, it's just, and no one's saying it. No one's got the balls to come out and say, well, what's this guy taking? Mm. What's he doing different?
Like, oh, Valentine Holmes, $25,000 fine.
Yeah.
And banned for a game?
Only a game.
Yeah. Well, they can't prove anything, right?
It's not proof. It's just you're an idiot.
Yeah, it's disrepute, taxation. Right? You're bringing the game into disrepute.
You're just an idiot. Like, what a fucking knob. Do whatever you want. Just do it yourself. You don't have to fucking
take a picture and put it on Instagram, you fuck stick.
Do whatever you like. Just do it. Fucking privacy is your own hovel. Brisbane paying $1.26 against the Warriors, $3.90. So they, like, the bookmakers think the Warriors are more likely to beat Brisbane than the Storm to beat Penrith.
Brisbane. I would agree with that completely. Yeah, Brisbane. Well, look, hopefully we get the grand final we deserve, and that's 1-2.
Well, that's the way it's going to be, I think, because the top four have made it through to the prelims.
Yeah.
I wonder how often that happens. It must happen quite a bit. The top four just stay on to the prelims.
It does. It happens a lot.
So, fuck.
All right, so we'll all pick the favourites.
Yeah, you know what we haven't seen in the finals yet?
Go on.
A hip drop tackle.
There was a couple, but they didn't penalise it.
Yeah.
No.
You get one in one of these games, he could turn a game.
The one on Aaron Rodgers in the NFL, that was a hip drop. Classic rugby league hip drop. All right, that's it for this week. We will be back next week for our final show.
The GF.
Yeah, the G.
We'll get the cranes in here.
We'll get the cranes. We'll get the Waterloo. We'll get the spam. We'll have everything.
Morton will be out at the Penrith Melbourne game on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Is that's in Homebush?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll be going to... Larry will be... Are you coming to the... To the New South Wales Cup Grand Final?
Maybe. $3 booking fee put him off.
Well, just buy your ticket.
I'll buy at the door, mate.
Just buy at the door. Buy at the door. I'll be going there on Sunday night.
Is it night?
Well, Sunday, Arvo, 3 o'clock.
Ah, good.
To watch the bunnies go around. That'll be good. And good luck to you all.
See you later. One more show.
Spam.
Spam, spam. Beef and spam. Thank you, man.